Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. And I am your host of Chico Now's Helping People every Monday on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and live streaming at kkxx.net. We are here today with my friend Melinda Haynes. She's also a licensed marriage therapist. Licensed marriage and family therapist.
License number 102308.
Awesome. And we are here to talk to you today about shame and the shame it has in your heart and your family of origin and the way you interact with other people. Often I talk about families and I talk about our own personal like depression or anxiety, but this week we're talking about shame. And Melinda and I, she's been coming to co-host with me regularly lately. And we just did a whole topic on boundaries for a while there. And so we recently went to a training together. There's an agency called Sierra Families, and they're out of Yuba City. And they put on free trainings for anyone who wants to go. You don't have to be a foster family or an adoptive family. If you want to go to their training, you get to go. And they're free. So I go to as many as my schedule will allow me to go do. I really love my job, and I don't pretend that I know everything about everything. And they have some really interesting ones. So we recently went to a training on healing shame. And it was by Sheila Rubin, who's an LMFT, and Bert Lyon, who's a PhD. They're also married. And if what you hear on our show today kind of touches home with you, they have a website. It's called healingshame.com. So we're just going to pretty much talk to you guys a little bit about kind of what we know about shame mixed in with what things we learned at the training about shame. And it'll probably take us a few episodes to get through it all. So we thought we'd start by telling you what that is. What is shame? I mean, we don't ever really think about the definition of it, right? We know what it is inherently, but how do we define it? And then we'll start with some of the responses, the way people respond to shame, and how that affects the relationships in our life, whether it's our spouse or our children or our parents or our coworkers or our friends. And then if we have time, there's four of those. We probably won't have time to get through all four, but if we do, we'll also talk about healthy shame. And that's really important. Can you believe it? There is a thing called healthy shame. You might have to stay tuned for that one because I can be a little verbose. All right. So let me introduce my guest co-host, Melinda Haynes. Melinda, will you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are as a person rather than a clinician, and then give them your information about how to reach you if they want to meet with you to work on their own stuff.
Okay, as a person, oh gosh, maybe you could answer that better than I can.
No way.
Self-reflecting. Well, I love Jesus.
Ah, hallelujah.
Love reading the Bible. I have a family, some kiddos, got a couple kids in college, and then I've got a little six-year-old who's in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
I am a licensed marriage and family therapist here in the state of California. I used to live in Oklahoma where I had a private practice as a therapist and came back home to Chico.
So you're from Chico previously?
Yeah. I went to Chico State.
Yay.
Yeah. So here I am.
All right.
Doing therapy in Chico.
Yeah. And being my friend.
Yes.
You know, guys, I often do, my guests here are my friends in real life. And part of the reason for that is because those are the people I trust. So I'm not going to bring someone on the radio show that I don't really know their philosophy for life and the Lord and therapy. I like bringing people on where I kind of know their heart and I know where they're coming from, and I'm not going to end up getting into a philosophical or religious debate with them because, oops, I should not have invited them on the show. And you know what? I adore Melinda, and she really has a heart for the Lord and a heart for helping the people in our community. And just like me, she feels that the Lord brought her into this profession. Yes. To do his work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so why don't you tell our listeners more about what is shame?
Well, I thought it was interesting that the presenters of our little workshop gave us a definition. This definition is from Brené Brown, and it says, "Shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing we are flawed, and therefore unworthy of love and belonging.
Oh, that's so true. So that would be somebody whose parents or teacher or whomever important to them in their life would make those snide little comments. Mm-hmm. Can't you ever get your stuff together? Oh, you're never going to be able to do that.
Why can't you be more like your brother?
Oh, yeah. And so those little cuts, mm-hmm. You end up carrying those into your adulthood. And
yeah.
Then you're walking in a spirit of shame.
Yeah, and it could also be just through parental or caregiver neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on purpose.
Maybe
the parent was working a couple jobs trying to pay the bills, but as a child, we don't understand that. We don't understand, you know, that rent is due.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this stuff in life that we eat, we dress, we whatever it is, mm-hmm. costs money, and we internalize it as a rejection.
Yeah, because children can't conceptualize the way parents conceptualize. Mm-hmm. And so when we're in that place where we're struggling, or we're struggling emotionally, we've got a lot on our plate, we just don't have it to give. We don't need to beat ourselves up about it, but we need to acknowledge that our children might be interpreting that differently.
Yeah,
and so then we really make a concerted effort mm-hmm. to spend 10 minutes a day one-on-one.
Just awareness.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. I am registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, and I work at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me or any of my colleagues over at Chico Creek Counseling, you can give us a call at 530-410-0505. Or you can just go on the website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com, and I have a little bio, and I've been contributing to our weekly blog, and you can just find all sorts of fun stuff like that. And my friend Melinda Haynes, she's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. How can people find out about you?
They can find me online at healplaylove.org, or they can call me at 530-518-1406.
Perfect. So we were just talking, before we left, we were talking about shame. And how children can sometimes interpret parents that are too busy and think it's their fault and that they're unloved and unlovable. And as we were leaving for the commercial break, we started talking about that happens. We want to normalize that because we don't want parents to feel ashamed. We've all been there. Oh, gosh, mm-hmm. we've all been
yes.
there.
Yes.
When I was doing grad school at night and working full time and my little boy was 7, I walked through shame, the mom guilt of shame.
Yeah.
And so I just want to tell you guys that the way that we get through that, we send the right message to our kids and we send the right messages to our heart. It's called floor time. So you spend 10 minutes with your child. And you know, I really like an egg timer or a timer on your phone, 10 to 15 minutes of child-directed play. So you're on the floor, you're at their level. Now, if your child is older, like elementary school age, maybe you're at the kitchen table or coffee table, whatever. You're at their level, and they get to pick. Oh, well, we're going to play Monopoly. Okay, well, we can only play Monopoly for 10 minutes, and at the end of the 10 minutes, whoever is ahead, that's who wins. I do that a lot in my therapy. So with kids, they always want to play Life and Monopoly, that it's too hard for their parents to want to play with them, which I get.
Well, because
it's
those
so long.
Games last 7 hours.
Yeah.
So.
I say, okay, when the big hand is on the 9, we have to be done. Whoever's the farthest wins.
It's a good boundary.
Uh-huh. They love it. They don't care. They're just so happy they get to play it.
Yeah, it's fun.
And so that's what I want you guys to do, parents. You don't have to invest. You only have 10 or 15 minutes to give at the end of the night. Just do it.
Yeah.
That is what they will carry with them, that every day my parent gave me 15 minutes to do whatever I wanted to do with them.
Yeah.
It was all about my own agenda as a child. Then you know you're giving them that, and you can rest assured in it, and they can rest assured that they were important to you that day.
Yeah.
amongst everything else. So that was a little bit of a side tangent because we, on our commercial break, we were really worried that we might have just shamed the parents out there that were busy.
Not our intention.
Not our intention at all. Not our heart. So, okay, so we were talking about shame. We're walking in shame. We feel unworthy of love. And that's what, in belonging, that's what the definition of shame is.
Yeah.
And so
sometimes we don't know that we're in it. We, you know, it's just kind of maybe this underlying feeling of I'm not good enough.
Yes.
Or I don't matter.
I can't live up to these expectations.
Exactly.
And really, a lot of the times, those are your expectations, not other people's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we project that other people have these expectations for us, but really it's us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Preparing the shame.
Yeah, walking through that shame, oh, that's a burden. That's a heavy burden to carry, right?
It is.
And I don't think that Yahweh had that intention for us.
No.
He did not create us in the Garden of Eden to walk through shame.
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
So,
yeah, right, there we go.
Kind of gets rid of the shame right there. But mm-hmm. actually experiencing that and walking in that daily can sometimes be a struggle.
Right. And when you're walking the shame, it's hard to own. It's hard to own those scriptures that give us grace, right?
Exactly. It applies to somebody else.
Right, not me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and there's also us out there who've had different biblical teaching.
Mm.
And some of our biblical teaching has taught us to have a shame from ourselves.
Yes.
So when we, there's the four reactions to shame. Would you read that to us?
In a second,
okay. So I'll list them. It's to deny, attack the other person, withdraw, or attack yourself. So when shame happens, when we're walking in our shame, we have four responses, and usually we're doing one at the same, at one specific point in time. But I like to say there's usually the voice of the other whispering in the background. So if you're in denial, there still might be attacking of yourself or attacking of the other in the background. And so you might flip to that when denial takes a back seat and the other one rears its ugly head. And so denial, are you have it open?
Yeah, I have it
now. All right. So go ahead and explain to them what the reaction to shame of denial.
Okay, so the denial one is where you might see people numbing out, kind of going blank. They just check out. They might disassociate,
mm-hmm.
which means that they zone out kind of from the present reality. Sometimes you see kids doing this
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like, you're like, hello, come back to us, that kind of thing. But that could potentially be a disassociation where they're mm-hmm. just checking out. In denial, you also will see addictions, maybe to drugs, to alcohol, to sex, to food, shopping, gambling, anything mm-hmm. like that. Any way to deny your current reality mm-hmm. and experience something different.
Mm-hmm. They'll think it didn't really happen, or they'll minimize and say, it wasn't that bad.
Right.
I'm just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Right.
All right, we're heading to commercial break, and when we return, we'll go into a little bit more in depth about denial and how that response to shame impacts our families and our relationship with other peoples, our relationship with God, and ourselves. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, both LMFTs.
I'm Scott Ulrich.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, licensed with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences number, LMFT 104464. I almost gave my associate number.
Oh, no.
I'm so used to saying that one. I'm recently licensed, as all of my listeners are aware. I don't know if I announced that yet. By the way, I'm licensed.
Yay!
I've been doing this show for 3.5, almost 4 years, and I was an intern the whole time. And now I'm finally studied and passed the exam and I'm licensed. And so I have to get used to saying those words.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big identity shift.
Yeah,
even though
yeah.
I am literally not doing anything different than I was doing as an intern. And I literally don't know anything more today than I did the day before I took that exam. But somehow people keep saying, oh, you're going to be such a good therapist. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I've been a therapist for a decade. I'm literally doing nothing different.
Yeah, it's such a long journey, though. And to have that certificate in your hand, it just it feels good.
Yeah, it does. Is there music playing in the background?
I hear music.
It did. Okay. Well, we're going to go with it. So that was just the phone ringing on the other side of the wall from the station manager. So pardon us. We were getting so confused.
Pray for us, please. Yeah.
We're so distractible. You wouldn't think that when you're in a radio show that the phone ringing on the other side of the wall would be distracting.
We'll talk about our personal issues in another show.
Yeah, that'll be, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So denying our reaction to shame, denying our shame. So we just, before we left, we saw there's four responses to shame. Denial, attacking other people, withdrawing, and attacking yourself. Mm-hmm. And denying is disassociating, numbing out, blanking out, just kind of going into your own world and saying, this isn't happening. This didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. I don't know what these people are talking about. I didn't do anything wrong. Because they just can't own the shame. And we shouldn't own shame, but we do have to own our contribution to something that wasn't healthy. We don't have to walk in shame.
Right. Sometimes we see that people deny, it's not just that they're denying now in their present reality, but they will deny the past. You see people who come from maybe very difficult beginnings, but they will tell people or live their own kind of, you know, reality that their life was perfect. Mm-hmm. And that everything was okay and they had a really great childhood or they had really great things happened when they're actually denying the bad parts, maybe the parts that contributed to shame.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to step out of that denial, which is super scary, but a very strength-based kind of thing in order to move forward. Stepping out of that denial and finding the healing can get us out of the shame.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Being able to acknowledge this is what happened. My response to it was understandable.
Yes.
And now I need to reconcile that and move forward.
Right.
And then that's how we step out of it.
Yeah, and having that compassion for ourselves that, you know, it's okay that I felt this way because I didn't know any better.
Right.
But now that I know better, I'm going to try something different and I'm going to step out of it. I'm not going to continue to live in shame when I don't have to.
Yeah. Yes. And we don't have to continue to put that shame on the people around us.
Right.
Because when we're so used to walking through shame and we've been denying it for so long, it's really easy to become defensive.
Yeah.
We become people who are waiting for the rest of the world to point their finger and tell us we don't belong.
Yeah.
Because we've been denying that truth that we've been telling ourselves for so long.
Mm-hmm.
The messages that we received when we were younger, whether it was overtly, covertly, intentional, or unintentional,
mm-hmm.
that we've been holding. So we become defensive. And when we become defensive, that hurts the people around us.
Yeah.
When we can't be open and vulnerable to what we're experiencing, that's hurting the people around us.
Right. It's like we have this shame,
mm-hmm.
and it needs somewhere to go.
Right.
And since we're denying it, we won't acknowledge it and do something with it. It's going to come out in other ways.
Mm-hmm. So shame begets more shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we put it on other people.
Mm-hmm.
I had written a quote down on my paperwork. Let me find it. And I said that it said that toxic shame blocks development.
Mm.
A child who is shamed in second or third grade continues to operate from shame as an adult. So that toxic shame blocking development, we stop developing the capability of seeing from another person's point of view,
mm-hmm.
because we're so withdrawn in ourselves. We stop being able to develop the ability to communicate with other people while owning our stuff because we're so withdrawn inside of ourselves, defending ourselves and coming from that place of shame.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do we do? How do we fix that? We listen with gentle curiosity and empathy. So we enter the other person's world. So empathy is being able to put yourself in their shoes and say, if I was this person, this is how I would feel about it too. So when we identify that someone is saying something, someone is saying, hey, I'm hurt, my feelings are hurt, and you are feeling this defensiveness, but it's not about you really. I mean, what you did might have hurt their feelings, but they're telling you my feelings are hurt. Let them own their hurt feelings. Don't add to it by being defensive. Put yourself in their shoes and think, what would it feel like to be them? And how would I want someone to respond to me if I was experiencing that? Okay, next week we'll go through the other three parts of shame: attacking others, withdrawing, and attacking self. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes from Chico.